Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and this is show number 379. It's going to be a great day. It's a beautiful day. And just so you know, if you want to watch the show, you can go to ustreamtv.com. That's a U, not Y-O-U. Scroll all the way to the bottom, click on Watch, and then search for Dentally Speaking. All right? Also, every show we've ever done is archived at dentallyspeaking.com. All right, so you can go back and listen and watch old shows. The videos are just from this year, but all of the audio podcasts are there as well. All right, so today we are going to do the top 10 causes of tooth pain. Now, this is just tooth pain. This isn't denture sore spots or tongue things on your tongue or things from your tongue putting it in places it didn't belong, all that kind of stuff. We're just going to do tooth pain. So if you have a toothache, what are the top 10 causes that could be making that so? All right. Now, number 10 is acid erosion. Okay, now acid erosion, this happens a lot in people that are anorexic and bulimic. Now, honestly, it's the bulimia, which is when somebody purposely throws up to get rid of what's in their stomach, and it brings up all those stomach acid. It's very, very acidic. We've probably all done it at some point where we've had a little bit in our mouth, and it's no fun. But that actually eats at tooth enamel, it eats at dentin, it eats at a lot of things. But what's interesting is the people that have it, they don't seem to really even know. It doesn't seem to hurt or something, I don't know what it is. But if you look at the teeth, they look like, let's picture if the teeth were a candle. It looks like a candle that's partially burned. So you start to see this like melty look. You know, the enamel is just melting off. It's really not good because it's really hard to restore these teeth once that happens. But it doesn't really hurt that much. There's maybe a little sensation, but nothing major, you know. So that was number 10. Number 9 is what we call an abfraction. Now, some people refer to this as cervical abrasion, the cervix or right around the neck of the tooth where the tooth and gum come together. What will happen is you'll sometimes from incorrect or in or actually from brushing too hard, you can get a little line on the side of your teeth, and you've actually gouged into the enamel and the dentin. And if you keep going, you're going to get into the nerve. So these are dependent upon how close you are to the nerve. Now, my dad actually did this, and it's especially prevalent in people that are missing some back teeth. So, for example, if this is the last tooth in the arch for you, because you're missing, say, 3 molars, well, you're going to brush it on the side and you're going to brush it the back. So you're going to kind of cut the corner. You're going to get it in two places when you do your brushing, and you're going to start carving into it. As you get closer to the nerve, well, there's not as much insulation between you and the nerve anymore, or between the outside world and the nerve. And so it starts to be tender, and so you'll start noticing things. All right. So number 8 is bruxing or grinding. Now, we call it bruxing. People call it grinding. And it's really funny because I can look in somebody's mouth. We take photographs of everybody's teeth, every tooth. And I can look in there and I can see all these little flat spots, which used to be convex spots. They used to be like hills and valleys, like rounded hills, you know. And then I see this flat spot. And I take a picture and you can see it because the light is reflected along this flat spot. And well, what that is you're actually grinding off or wearing away enamel in lots of places. Now, our teeth are designed so that you have these little hills, these hills and valleys. And so picture what they taught us in dental school is if you take a tooth or a model of a tooth and you take a little rubber ball and you set it on the tooth, well, it should only hit your tooth in like little pinpoint contacts, three or four of them, depending on the number of cusps. But when you wear a tooth down and you take a rubber ball and set it on this model, then it hits in these really flat, broad areas, which means it's hitting heavier than it used to, heavier than it's supposed to, and it hits in a way that it actually makes your tooth sore. But what's funny about this particular one is people say, I'll say, well, you grind your teeth. And they say, no, I don't. It's like, well, yes, you do. You must be doing it when you sleep. No, I don't. Yes, you do. So, in fact, I had an instance where I had this older gentleman. I think he was like 77. If you're 77, I'm sorry that I called you old, because you're probably not, but this guy was. So anyway, so his teeth were all worn down, you know, all the hills and valleys were kind of worn flat, and I made him a crown for a tooth that needed one, and I put the hills and valleys back on, and it threw him for a loop. He goes, well, this one feels bumpy. And I said, well, that's the way your teeth used to be. I was trying to make it better, put it back to the way it was. He says, well, I don't like it. I said, well, I can grind off the hills and valleys from your crown before we cement it. So anyway, recapping, we're talking about the top 10 causes of tooth pain. Again, we're not doing denture sore spots. We're not doing, aphthous ulcers on your lip or your cheek. We're just doing teeth. So 10 was acid erosion. 9 was abfraction or cervical abrasion. 8 was bruxing or grinding. Okay? Now, let's go to number 7. Number 7 is sinus issues. And people are going, what? Sinus issues? What does that have to do with my teeth? Well, amazingly, it has a lot to do with your teeth. We get calls on a somewhat regular basis, I would say a couple a year, where the person is calling saying, I'm traveling. I need to get an appointment as soon as I get back in town. All my teeth on the upper left side are hurting, or all my teeth on the whole left side are hurting. And I'm going, well, wait a minute, you're traveling? Are you at an airport, right? And they said, yeah. And I said, so you're flying? And they go, yeah. And I says, well, all that is the sinus pressure is changing. The pressure in your sinuses is changing when you fly. And what that can do, if you have increased sinus pressure, is it's ever so slight, but it will physically push the teeth down a little bit, maybe a micron or two, not a lot. But what that does is now those teeth are hitting. They're hitting sooner than they used to. And when that happens, you get this trauma from occlusion. Trauma from occlusion is where the bite is too heavy, and it starts making the little fibers that hold your teeth to the bone. There's these little fibers. They're called Sharpie's fibers. And they're like little springs. And so you have a little fiber, a little tiny fiber that goes from tooth to bone. See, tooth and bone don't actually touch. There's these little fibers in there. And so those get bruised. And because they're bruised, they hurt. So if you have a situation where all of your teeth on one side hurt, or you can't tell which one it is, good chance you either have a sinus inflammation, you have sinus infection, or your sinus pressure has changed. Now, if you have sinus issues and you are getting, and the weather's about to change, you know, we're going to be getting a storm, or it's storming now and it's going to get nice. Whenever the pressure changes, you would be prone to this. So I remember my dad used to have a barometer in the house, you know, that little fancy thing that has a thermometer, a barometer, and I forget what the other thing was, maybe humidity. You know, you've seen these little things. They look like they should be on a ship. They look nautical or something. And so I noticed that what he would do is he would go and he would take the dial for the barometer, and he would move it to whatever the reading was today. So let's say it was 30. And then the next day he'd look at it, and if it was 35, well, that meant the barometric pressure was going up. And if it went from 30 to 25, it meant the barometric pressure was going down. The only he didn't care what number it was. He just cared how it was changing. So when it changes, you have these issues. So remember, and I actually had this earlier this week, which is one reason why I decided to do this segment, because I had this guy. He always comes every 6 months, great patient, comes on time, brushes, flosses, does everything he's supposed to. If we discover a cavity, he wants it fixed right away. And so I saw his name on the appointment book, and it was because he was having tooth pain on the top left. Well, we always check every patient before they come. We go and we look, and we look at their x-rays, we look at their history, and we say, well, what was the last time, what did we work on his upper left? When was the last time we worked there? Because if it was recent, maybe it could be the bite. If it, and by the bite, And by the way, the bite is also kind of this trauma from occlusion thing. So you can have pain from having a recent filling or a recent crown if the bite is off. It's the same thing as this trauma from occlusion from the sinuses pushing your teeth down. So basically, if your teeth are hitting too soon or a tooth is hitting too soon, you can have a toothache. And you won't even realize it. You won't realize it. You'll just think that it's nothing, or I'm sorry, you're going to think you have a deep cavity or something. All right, so we are, and soon we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But let me just recap. We're doing the top 10 causes of tooth pain right now. We've done 10, acid erosion, 9, abfraction or cervical abrasion, 8, Bruxinger grinding, and 7, sinus issues, all right? Now, but before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, let me just let you know you're going to win free flowers from Vice Number Florist. Also, you may want to remember that although today's show is about the top 10 causes of tooth pain, you can have serious dental disease present in your mouth and feel absolutely no pain, okay? So keep that in mind. All right, before we do Dr. Kavitko's question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. Going down for it.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Today, the question is it possible to have serious dental disease present in your mouth and feel absolutely no pain? Is that true or false? All right. So the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Temper Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
All right, we have callers on the line. We have Carrie with a K. We have Mary, Tom, and Jack, and we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question. So the question is it possible to have serious dental disease present in your mouth and feel absolutely no pain? Let's go with Carrie. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, that is true.
Did you know that ahead of time?
Yeah, actually I did. I'm actually a nurse.
Oh, good.
And I did know that.
Okay, great. And that's, I always ask people what they do for a living, so you already told me. Okay. And by the way, when I heard there was a Carrie on the line, I thought, you know what, my wife's name is Carrie. She wouldn't be calling in the wind flowers. I bought her flowers not that long ago.
How nice.
All right, Carrie. Well, hey, stay on the line so we can get the info and make sure you get those flowers, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
And
I appreciate it.
And keep listening. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we are doing the top 10 causes of tooth pain. We've done 10, 9, 8, and 7, and now we're going to do 6, 5, 4, and 3. Number 6, a cracked tooth. Now, a cracked tooth is different than a broken tooth or fractured tooth, okay? A cracked tooth is the one that has, like, this little craze line or a line that looks like your tooth is breaking. And how can that cause you pain? If your tooth is breaking, meaning it's starting to separate in half or something, and you chew, it's going to, ever so slightly, it's going to, like, pull apart. And then when it comes back together, like when you're done chewing, it kind of pinches the little nerve fibers inside the pulp chamber. Okay, so if you get like a zing when you chew, that could be a cracked tooth, or cracking tooth, I guess more correctly, because it's not completely broken. Number 5 is gum infection. Now, people with periodontal disease, people with, gum disease in and of itself is known as gingivitis, just inflammation of the gum. Periodontitis is inflammation of the bone. But you can get an infection. You can get like a, you know, pus, a gum boil. You can get swelling from either. Now, what happens is when you get gum disease or periodontal disease, you develop these pockets down below the gum line, down between where the tooth and gum come together. You think that's where they touch, but they don't really touch there or attach there. There's a pocket that's developed. And down in that pocket, you get food and debris, and you get plaque and all kinds of stuff. Well, sometimes it just turns into a full-fledged infection, and you get this swelling kind of in between your tooth and gum and down under, and it or down inside, and it hurts. Okay, so that could be. You could have bad gums. Number 4, tooth decay. Now, keep in mind, cavities in most instances, tooth decay does not hurt. However, you do get some kind of a symptom. You do kind of get a feel for the fact that there's something not quite right. You know, if you have a cavity, people usually report that, you know, I feel when I have sweets, it kind of bothers me, or when I have cold, it bothers me. But, you know, in most instances, decay itself does not cause tooth pain, but it can. Okay, so it can. And by the way, we're doing these in kind of like the most prevalent, not so much the worst pain, but the most prevalent. Now, fracture. Number 3 is fracture. And that's like from falling down and having your tooth, broken off, or having it hit by a baseball accidentally. Or I'll have to tell you, more often than not, is somebody drinking a beer at a party and somebody bumps their hand that's holding the beer, and now the beer bottle kind of cracks their teeth or breaks it off. And you can look, it's the front two teeth usually, and it has this rounded shape. You can just see the little round area where the beer bottle was. I mean, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. But I always ask people if alcohol was involved, and guess what? More often than not, it was, so we should be careful. The other thing is, with these fractures is, you know, sometimes they don't hurt. But they look terrible. Now, I did have a story. I have this, my neighbor from years, years back. He had been playing in a softball game, and he was in the outfield, and a ball went pretty high like a pop fly, and there was sun, and he looked up to catch the ball and apparently didn't see the ball because of the sun, and the ball hit him in the front, in his front teeth. He wasn't wearing a mouth guard, and it knocked one of his teeth out, and it broke the other one horizontally to where it just kind of wiggled. And it was literally being held in by the nerve. Very much, isn't that awful? And it, luckily for him, here's the thing. When that happens, you get this thing, it's called a state of temporary paresthesia. Our bodies are pretty cool in the sense that it wants to protect us from this pain. So we have enkephalins and endorphins that kick in. These are the body's own natural narcotics. And so luckily then you get this temporary numbness so that the fact that your tooth is dangling by a nerve is not a severe, severe pain. But it will eventually, that temporary paresthesia, it's temporary, will wear off. And before you know it, you're going to be in severe pain. So you do need to make sure you get to your dentist, or come to us if you don't have one, so that we can fix it up and get you out of that situation, because it's going to be awful. You know, it's just... the first thing we need to do for those folks is numb you up. Okay, so we have covered 8 of the top 10 causes of tooth pain. Maybe I should go back and give them in reverse order again. 10 was acid erosion, 9 abfraction, 8 bruxing or grinding, 7 was sinus issues, which cause you your teeth to hit too soon, 6 was cracked tooth or a cracking tooth, a breaking tooth, 5 was gum infections, 4 tooth decay, and 3 fracture from, say, being hit by a softball or something like that. All right, well, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and it's a beautiful day. Hope you're going to have a beautiful day. You're already having one, hopefully. And we have to go to a break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kavitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kavitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Dear future husband, if you wanna get that special love, then tell me I'm beautiful each and every night. After every fight, just apologize.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Dentally Speaking. We are doing the top 10 causes of tooth pain today. And we really appreciate you tuning in, and this is show number 379. So if you've just found the show, you've missed a few shows, the shows are available on podcast at dentallyspeaking.com. And as of January of this year, they are also video recorded. So you can, when you go to dentallyspeaking.com, you'll actually get to watch the show. Which would mean if we have a guest in the studio, you'll get to see that person's face, and then and we'll scroll photographs of the things that people are talking about. So it's actually kind of cool, and I'm having a lot of fun with that. The only bad thing is I have to get up and comb my hair. But that's okay. All right. So the number two, we're down to number, the second most common reason that people have toothaches is an abscess. An abscess. So, first of all, what the heck is an abscess? Now, an abscess is an infection caused by a tooth that has had the pulp tissue, which has blood vessels in there, and a nerve, they die. Now, why is that important? Because when you have blood flowing inside your tooth, and by the way, some people don't realize that, when you crack a tooth open, it bleeds. There's blood inside a tooth. It's a living, breathing entity, so to speak. All right? So, when you have, let's say we have some bacteria in our bloodstream, and in our tooth, and there's in the pulp tissue, our bloodstream carries the antibodies. And so our bloodstream goes in and kills those bacteria. Well, when we don't no longer have the capillaries inside the teeth, but you still have bacteria, well, then these bacteria, they live and they breathe inside your tooth, and they give off toxic byproducts, which then leak out into the bottom of the tooth root, out into, from the root into the bone. Well, that's where your body knows, okay, I've got a problem here. I need to try to fix it. So I'm going to bring all these white blood cells to the area to try to kill this bacteria. Well, that creates pus. White blood cells create pus, and that's the abscess. But the problem is it's inside your jawbone. And so you have to get it treated. That usually means a root canal. But if you don't get it treated, it will burrow its way through the bone and through the gum, and you'll get what's called a fistula, draining abscess. If that happens, your pain goes away, but you still have an infection. So it can be pretty serious. People have died from untreated abscess teeth. Now, you would think that would have been the number one major cause of tooth pain. But remember I said sometimes it burrows through and you get this draining abscess, it doesn't hurt. So you can have that and not even know it, which is kind of the Dr. Kavitko question of the day. But the number one reason, or the most common cause of tooth pain, in my opinion, is pulpal exposure. That's probably a word you've never even heard before, but pulpal exposure. So when the inside part, remember I said if you crack it open, it'll bleed? When the inside part of your tooth when the inside part is exposed for any reason, whether it's from decay or whether it's from trauma, well, that hurts like crazy because now you have a raw nerve exposed. And, I mean, we have to do everything we can at that point to treat that. But here's why I think it's interesting. Because when somebody comes in who hasn't been taking care of their mouth and maybe they had been drinking a lot of Mountain Dew and they have what we call Mountain Dew mouth, well, you look in their mouth and there's this bombed out tooth. When we say bombed out, I mean just like literally just inside, above the gum line, looks like crumbs. Then there's another tooth next to it that isn't really bombed out. It's mostly there. And I'll take an x-ray. We get two different views. And what we'll see is this bombed out tooth. And then we see the one next to it, which has a cavity that is just now reaching the nerve, just now reaching the pulp. Well, guess what? That's the one that brought them in, not the bombed out one. People think it's the bombed out one. The people that, when you come to me and you have this situation, you're thinking it's the one that's all broken down, and I'm pointing, and what I find is it's the one that's not broken down yet, the one that just now got decay into the nerve center. So that is the number one cause of tooth pain, is when your nerve is just now exposed, either through fracture or the decay getting in there. So don't be surprised if you have a situation where you come to a dentist and they tell you it's a different tooth than what you thought. Okay? So that's your top 10 list. Now, by the way, if you have any of these, feel free to come to my office. You're welcome to. You could give us a try. 262-9588 is the number. And we have a wonderful staff. We have 10 treatment rooms, and we'd be happy to take care of you and your family. So, and also, you know, if you can go to our office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kavitko and Associates, and like us, we would like that. We'd like that very much. And the Twitter is at Dr. Kavitko, and I just thought that you might not know how to spell Kavitko, because you know what? I forget sometimes. Anyway, so Dr. Kavitko is spelled D-R, K as in Catherine, V as in Victor, I as in it, T as in Tom, K as in Catherine, and the letter O. So Dr. Kavitko and Associates is D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O and Associates. All right, and that's our Facebook page. So anyway, you know, I want you to understand what's going on in your mouth. So if you have and by the way, do I have time? I was going to go over, I guess I don't. I was going to go over some of the reasons or some of the ways we would figure out which one of these top 10 tooth pain issues is affecting you, but maybe we'll save that for another show. How do we figure this out? You know, what do we do? Besides x-rays, what do we do? Oh, and one more thing. Let me just get a plug in for this. If you bring us an x-ray that's a year old, please don't expect us to use it. Because, you know, you can't sell a house with a year-old termite report, and I can't tell what's happening in your mouth today with last year's x-ray. Okay? That's just a little plug for me to make my job a little bit easier and do a better job for you. All right, so, all right, looks like we're out of time. Pretty sure that's all we have. So be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.